Becoming a parent was like taking a long series of punches in the face. The birth was traumatic. Nursing was simultaneously a nightmare and a cruel joke, landing us back in the hospital after only a few days because I had an infant so dehydrated that he could barely muster a cry. Once he was nourished with formula, he didn't sleep for more than 40 minutes at a time, and when he was awake, he cried and cried and cried. I went back and forth, either frantically struggling with a baby that was awake and crying, or stuck under a sleeping baby who could not be put down. He also had a medically complicated urinary system, chronic ear infections, and severe reflux, so we hung out at the hospital a lot. There were no coffee strolls. There were no breaks. We were not friends. I thought the first year with my baby would be the best year of my life. Instead, I found myself praying every day that I would die and that someone more equipped than me would be willing to raise this difficult creature into a lovely human. Unfortunately, my experience was not unique. The grind is unforeseeable. Once we become parents, most of us realize that our pre-parent selves were naive, even foolish. To some extent, there's a discrepancy for every parent between what they thought it was going to be like and what it's really like, and there's nothing abnormal about that. When the gap between expectation and reality feels massive, some people adapt relatively easily, but others really struggle. My partner, Jana, refers to this adjustment as learning to live with the grind of parenting, a term I've now adopted as my own. How the grind will feel is simply unknowable before having children. I had two kids when I met Jana, and before we moved in together, we spent a lot of time hanging out as a family. I asked Jana if they were nervous about living with kids, but they assured me that they had spent enough time with them to get a sense of what it would be like. After a year of living together, we returned to this conversation,